The subtitle for this is Jesus Claims to Be the Son of God. And it's chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. New Living Translation says this. It was now winter, and Jesus was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Dedication. He was at the temple, walking through the section known as Solomon's Colonnade. The Jewish leaders surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "Red letters, I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is what I do in the name of my Father. But you don't believe me because you're not part of my flock. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. So no one can take them from me. The Father and I are one." Verse 31, once again the Jewish leaders picked up stones and tried to kill him, and Jesus said, "Red letters, at my Father's direction, I have done many things to help the people. For which one of these good deeds are you killing me for?" They replied, not any good work, but blasphemy, because you're a mere man and have made yourself God." Jesus replied, "Red letters, it is written in your own law that God said to certain leaders of the people, 'I say, you are gods,' and you know that the scriptures cannot be altered. So, if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blaspheming when the Holy One who was sent into the world by the Father said, 'I am the Son of God'? Don't you believe me unless I carry out my Father's work? But if I do his work, believe in what I have done, even if you don't believe me. Then you will realize that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Verse 39 through the end of the chapter. Once again, they tried to arrest him, but he got away and left them. He went beyond the Jordan River to stay near the place where John was first baptizing, and many followed him. John didn't do miracles, they remarked to one another, but all his predictions about this man have come true, and many believed in him there. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the New Testament reading for this week. Stay tuned to the message, because it is about the Good Shepherd.